Listening 17, Administrative Law and Procedure.
Good morning. I'm not sure whether it's the right place, but the receptionist directed me here. I mean, is it the registrar's office?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
I would like to apply for a change of surname.
OK, but you're required to provide your personal data, such as name or names, surname, family name, domicile or residential address, or if you don't have one of those, a temporary residential address where you have been living over the last 3 months. The Polish identification number, the so-called PESEL number. You also need to provide us with your full birth certificate if you are married, the full marriage certificate, and if you are the parent of underage children, their full birth certificates. Furthermore, you are obliged to submit any other documents giving justifiable grounds for changing your surname. And last but not least, you have to specify your new surname and give sufficient reasons for the change. By the way, why do you actually want to change your surname?
I am the owner of a company manufacturing windows. One day, I hit upon the idea that if my name was Windows Company, I would be much more recognisable and readily identify with my enterprise. In fact, I would be a walking advert for it, for free.
Well, of course you have the right to apply, and I'm not able to refuse your application, but I need to warn you that there's only a slim chance of its being successful. Unfortunately, our chief clerk has denied people the right to change their names in similar situations in the past. First of all, a surname constitutes a fundamental and distinctive feature of every citizen. That is basically why you cannot feel free to change your name, and your business activity cannot condition its wording. Secondly, as far as I remember, our chief clerk recently refused an application to change a Polish surname into a foreign English one of undetermined spelling.
Thank you for your advice, but I must tell you that I'm really determined to change my surname because the one I have sounds offensive. It has affected my whole life, from kindergarten onwards. But the real torture for me was my high school period. As a matter of fact, I'm continuously experiencing unpleasant situations due to my surname. I wish my name was Mickiewicz Słowacki. Do you think that I have any chance of changing my life? What do you think?
I think the latter reasoning considerably increases your chances. Of course, it all depends on the final decision made by our chief clerk after considering the reasons for your application, i.e. free appraisal of evidence. I'd like to point out that you cannot change your surname to a trimembral one. By the way, are you in possession of documents confirming that at least one member of your family used any of the surnames that you have indicated? I'm afraid that if you want to change your surname to one of those famous historical surnames, you will have to prove occurrence and usage of such a surname in your family.
The name of my great-grandmother on my father's side was Mickiewicz, but after getting married, she assumed her husband's surname, Słowacki. Unfortunately, their daughter married a man named Dupek. That's the story of my ridiculous surname.
I think that in this case, your chances of getting a positive decision improve considerably. Your application is likely to be treated sympathetically because, in my opinion, you meet most of the statutory criteria. But as I said, the final decision is made by our chief clerk. Are you married? Do you have children?
Well, you're a very attractive woman. And I must admit that if I felt an indefinable electrifying chemistry between us... But I'm a bit surprised by your directness. I was divorced recently and have 2 children, who are 8 and 13 years old. I'm not sure whether I'm ready for this new commitment, even with such an attractive woman as yourself.
But I asked you those questions for strictly professional purposes. As I told you at the beginning of our conversation, a change of surname affects other members of the family. Your new surname may have implications for your underage children, on condition, of course, that your wife assents to it. Unless you both have your active legal capacity restricted or either of you is deprived of parental authority.
This situation forces me to talk to my ex-wife about changing our son's surname.
You will also have to ask your older son for consent to change his surname. Your son's consent is obligatory if he has reached the age of 13 at the moment of the surname change. Be aware that both your son and your ex-wife must consent in person in front of the authorities.
What if my wife refuses to consent?
If she does so, you and your ex-wife will have to apply to a family court for consent to change the child's surname.
Thank you very much for your time, attention and advice. You are the most helpful clerk I've ever met.
Well, I must admit that I felt this electricity between us as well.
Would an invitation for a cup of coffee be therefore out of place?
Let the decision of the lady clerk remain unknown.